When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Speak to Everton fan Les Roberts from the Blue Room podcast and Liverpool fan Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Wrap. Morning, both.
Morning.
Start with you, Les. I mean, Everton were really, really good and the atmosphere was excellent and they fully deserved the win. And it hurts me to say it, but it's all true.
Yeah, it was. I think that was the most surprising thing. It's been a rough old season, this. With points deductions, the worst winless run for years. And then that defeat at Chelsea, it appears that was the nadir of the season. I felt like there was no coming back from that. I was down there and it was the most abject performance. So to turn it round against Forest, get a nice comfortable 2-0 win. Going into last night, wasn't confident, never am, going into these games. But it was just a brilliant performance from start to finish. We don't often play Liverpool off the park. We don't often come out of a derby think they didn't really touch us there. But last night we did. And full credit to the player and the managers and the fans as well.
Yeah.
For generating the atmosphere. It was lovely.
And a lot of that, I think, came from the performance of Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who, you know, sometimes you get a bit frustrated because you don't see the best Dominic Calvert-Lewin. And last night you really did. And he just led the line amazingly. He bullied Liverpool's centre-back, scored a great goal. I mean, I've never seen a guy with more spring in his leap. He was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been missing all season. When he's been out and then when he came back, he's really struggled to get his form back. He's got his fitness back at teams now, but he's really, really struggled for form. I thought when he scored that one against Burnley, you think that's the sort of goal he needs, you know, to kick on a really fluky goal. I mean, he closed the keeper down well in that game. It was a decent goal from his point of view. But then it's sort of the performance has never picked up again from there. But, you know, he was decent against Forest and he was outstanding last night. You know, did everything you want from your number nine, really. And that goal at the street end to make it 2-0 and pretty much settle it down and settle everyone's nerves. That was a very, very Everton Duncan Ferguson-esque goal. So that was a nice way to sort of round it off and made up for him, really, because he's worked hard to get his fitness back and hopefully he can get back to form for the final running now.
Neil, can you make me feel any better?
No, not really. Liverpool and Poland. I think it was a really poor performance. I think Everton were very good. It's worth saying that, and I'm glad you have. But I think simultaneously, not for the first time recently, Liverpool give them every bit of encouragement they could want to give an opposition side. So I think that's something that they're going to have to reflect on. They've got to find their way through getting on top in these games and looking after the ball a little bit better. You could see it in, for instance, the 10 minutes before half-time, what the game plan was, but it took them 40 minutes to be able to do it, and then they didn't manage it at all second half. And I think that's Liverpool's general concern and point here, and I think it's been the general concern and point for a little bit too long, is that they've been struggling to impose themselves at times, and you see that yesterday.
I've been a real fan and supporter of Darwin Nunez, and I think yesterday I finally lost patience.
I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't particularly pick on Darwin. I think 8 or 9 Liverpool players were.
Yeah, true,
were off it.
True.
I don't think, you know, I think that if you're going to be pretty poor from back to front, I think you're in a bit of trouble if you end up solely blaming one man up the front. You know, I thought in general there were very, very... I mean, the biggest surprise to me was that he took Curtis Jones off because I thought he was the best performer. I thought that practically everybody else was really short. I thought it was McAllister's worst game for us, full stop, so far, and that was really disappointing.
Diaz was good.
Diaz was lively, but there's that issue with Diaz where he's very good in the 40 yards between the halfway line and the penalty area, and then the next bit is just at times a little bit lacking. I mean, maybe because he's had to do the 40 yards on his own between the halfway line and the penalty area, but nonetheless, you know, again, you'd have liked a little bit more there as well. So I just think in general it is a poor showing from Liverpool, but none of that is to take anything away from Everton, because they had all the encouragement in the world. Liverpool gave them an inch and Everton took 100 miles.
It was sort of weird that Liverpool looked surprised by the Everton that they faced. They looked sort of shocked in the first 25 minutes.
By the Atalanta they faced, and then they look surprised by the Crystal Palace they faced.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, if that's the sort of the defining aspect of this across these disappointing results that they've had recently. You know, they should not be dropping points at home against Crystal Palace. You can even make a little bit of an argument around the sloppiness second half against Manchester United. They shouldn't have been surprised by the Manchester United they faced in that second half either. So, you know, there is that more than anything is sort of the overriding concern as this adventure comes to a little bit of a close. The only thing is it's four more games, and ultimately, you know, it's four more games now to celebrate the manager, enjoy the end of the season. It's been a decent enough campaign. It's had a trophy in it and Liverpool have got somewhere. But the idea now of, you know, we need so much to go our way in a league title campaign where very little tends to go your way. So, you know, you feel as though that's gone. And that's, you know, that's all right. These things happen from time to time, but it's now about what happens with the next manager and building from there and saying goodbye to this one who's been absolutely incredible.
Les, there's no doubt that Everton fans, Sean Dyche, Everton players would have taken a great deal of pleasure of winning that final derby of Jurgen Klopp's final season at Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That, you know, that makes it a little bit sweeter. I think, first and foremost, you know, the 3 points, that pretty much makes us safe now, I think.
Luton would need to do something pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, it's going to take quite a bit for... I don't know, the Premier League might come in with another points deduction. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
But, you know, to put a dent in Liverpool's title hopes, that's a little bit of a sweetener as well on that. I just hope he can take this form now into the rest of the season and beyond, because, you know, there's been so many mad performances from this team, like really awful displays, and that's what they can do. I know Neil said Liverpool gave them all the sort of encouragement in the world, which they did, but, you know, they still had to take the game to, you know, a top three side and beat them, and they did comfortably.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, nice to speak to you both. Enjoy it, Les. Neil, we'll just go away and lick our wounds, I suppose. It's Everton fan Les Roberts from the Blue Room podcast and Liverpool fan Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Wrap.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.